Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, a couple things I've been dead wrong on. Dead wrong. You know, I could have sworn when Trump was going to round up all the Mexicans and all the illegals, I thought we'd have a civil war. I'm here as many as, you know, 20, 30, 40, I've heard numbers like 50,000 illegal aliens in this country. And you mean to tell me you're going to try to round them up and not expect a doggone dogfight? I mean, a real, you know, fight? Hey, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing a National Guard in every major city. I'm seeing ICE all over the country. My local town, they're rounding them all up in Florida. I come up in Pennsylvania, they're rounding everybody up. I'm nothing. Crickets as far as fight back. I couldn't believe it. I could have bet my last buck that this was going to cause a civil war. This was going to cause a civil war. Now, I'm hearing through the grapevine when I talk to local landscapers and even air conditioner people that a lot have even self-deported. They said, we're out of here. Because Trump meant business. I guess he was sending them. He wasn't even sending them to their mother country. They were either going to, you know, Salvador, or Namibia, Africa. I mean, all over the place to get out. But I thought there'd be a war. Nothing. Crickets. No kings. This no kings thing. It was in 2,700 cities, and supposedly 7 million people were involved. And quite frankly, I believe it. So you got all these people that hate Trump. They're all gathered together. Granted, a bunch of them are old boomers. It looks like they're at a picnic. They got their signs and are having such a good time. But the fact that remains, you got 2,700 cities, 7 million people protesting a cause in crickets. Not one riot, nothing. Just recently, I would have bet my last buck that when the SNAP cards, you know, the welfare money was taken away, I said, this certainly is going to cause riots. Without a question, Saturday morning at 9 a.m., somebody is going to cause a war over this. Because, you know, common sense. I thought it was common sense. You're dealing with food. You take people's food away, all games are off, and I'm going with the odds. There's 42 million people on food stamps. 42 million. 10% is 4.2 million. 1% is 420,000. At the very absolute least, I'm expecting, I thought, a couple hundred thousand. We're going to, you know, erupt out of the 50 states, out of the 43 million. Nothing, gang. We're on day two now. We're on day three. It's been Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. No wars, no nothing. Have not a peep. I haven't heard anything about a single Walmart. Nothing. You know, I really think they've domesticated all of us, gang. They've domesticated all of us. And it doesn't matter what side you're on. And I'm not talking about sides here. I'm just talking about how humanity has been domesticated. Even January 6th, you know, Biden said it was an insurrection. Sure, it got hot and heavy a little bit. But for Pete's sake, you know, they all walked into the White House. They're just walking around. They're treating it like a museum visit. There was a million people there. They're actually walking, you know, between the ropes. You know, so give me a break. Here you got a million people gathered together, all hotter than hornets. They go into the White House and they just walk around like it's a party. No, if it wanted to be a true insurrection, the place would have been burnt down to the ground. No, it was just walking around. I'm just giving these as examples, as it appears, no matter what's happening, we've really been domesticated. And this is what I'm heading for, gang. Knowing the word of God and knowing truth, all this is headed in one direction, to domesticate us Christians so we listen to anything. So we compromise everything. So we tolerate everything. So we don't care. And just our own judgment of what's nice. I guarantee you, this sheep, and I'm not talking about a sheep that follows Jesus, but I'm talking about this sheep atmosphere that bows to whatever comes our way. No, all these foreign religions coming into our country are pagan religions worshiping false gods. I'm talking about the religion. And it was never supposed to be that way. We're supposed to go to other countries and give them the word of God. No, they aren't supposed to come here and take over our Christian, our women and our girls and our religion and take over our churches. No, you know what this appears to be? This is a curse we're under. This is judgment. This is judgment. We don't care about abortion. Don't care about homosexuality. Don't care about transhumanism. You know, all care about is your food and your Netflix and your sports. This is how it happens, gang. We get lulled to sleep. And all of a sudden you're compromising. You know, maybe all those religions are okay. You know what has become the days of Noah after the flood? The days of Noah after the flood. You know, Noah was still around when Nimrod was building the Tower of Babel. And he wanted to just get everybody together. Let's just mix everything together. Just mix it all together. And we'll build a nice tower and we'll call it, you know, in our terms, the New World Order. No, don't give in, gang. No. There's only one way. And that's by the blood of Jesus Christ on that cross. As John the Baptist stated, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We are fighting demonic forces, people. We are fighting entities. And even as I speak, you know, a month ago, Denmark, the Danish airports were closed because of quote-unquote UFOs or drones. They didn't know what it was. I mean, we're talking about, the prime minister had to get involved. All right, we are getting hit with all kinds of UFOs and all kinds of craziness. We have an AI atlas supposedly coming at us, where a Harvard professor says there's a 40% chance it's alien. Can you believe that? AI atlas, go check it out. But see, us as Christians shouldn't be surprised by this. We've seen this before. Who do you think came into our world? This when the sons of God chose the daughters of men. And it says in the book of Jude, left their original estate to come down here, basically. This planet has gone through this before on the first Noah show. And now we have the second Noah show, and it's all coming back. We had 8 people born last month. Check it out. 8 people born with 3 DNAs. That means we're off in another lineage. That didn't come out of the garden. Those are not humans. They are not made in the image of God. They were created out of man. But guess what? It was created for something good. Yeah, good. It'll eliminate this disease, eliminate that disease. Yes, but it isn't from the garden, people. Just like our food and all the GMOs aren't from our garden. Days of Noah, the food, everything was corrupted. It's all corrupted now, too. Can't you see it? Our food is corrupted. They're corrupting humanity. They're trying to make it a new world order. Why do you think they destroyed all of Europe with the hordes of pagans coming in there? Why do you think they destroyed or are in the process of destroying this country? You see what's going on in Minneapolis. You see what's going on in Dearborn. You see what's trying to go on in Plano, Texas. Yeah, these are supposed to be religions. No, they're military estates. They have Sharia law. And that's just one religion. You know, they could all get in line because we've accepted all of them. We've accepted everything. But you can't. You can't as a Christian. And I'm referring to the religion, not the people. Hey, I still love them. I don't care who they are. I don't care who they are. I consider them blind. And I say, my God created you. And he died for you. He came for the Jews, but he died for every man. Yes, he did. He died for every man. And even now, you don't know who a true Jew is. We're warned about Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, that there's going to be Jews that are false Jews, and they're actually synagogue of Satan. So we're in a total realm of confusion. But we're warned about this. But when you know the Word of God, and you know there's only one way, and you know there's only one Savior, and you've tasted of his conviction, which was a sign of the Holy Ghost, in your heart, you know what's real. As we read in 1 Peter, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him, now listen, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which were in time past not a people. You weren't a people of God until you got reborn, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Yes, through faith, believe what Jesus Christ did at the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who should ever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everything else dies, gang. Absolutely everything else dies and goes into the grave. From a one-cell amoeba to a 90,000-pound sperm whale. It doesn't matter. Because of the curse of man, everything fell. Everything got corrupted. No matter what it is, it's going to die. It's going to corrupt. Right now, you are on given time. You are on borrowed time. You are on a gift of time, all of us. Walking on this planet, looking through these eyeballs that we look through every day is an absolute blessing from God, and it's going to pass. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while you have it, because you'll never have it again after you pass. You're going to have a new body, and you will be in a new Jerusalem, a new heaven above. Absolutely wonderful. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul. These fleshly lusts, sexual lusts, lusts of power, lusts of greed, lusts of envy, jealousy, bitterness, hatred, it never ends. Non-contentment. Always want to be first. Always want to get the last word in whatever it might be. Be at peace in Jesus. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king or supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him. Obviously, follow the laws of the land as long as they don't intervene with the laws of God. Hey, you follow the stop signs. You follow the red lights. You got to pay your taxes. Yes, we do that. We're told to actually do that. We're told to be good citizens of the world, but first good citizens out of this world, which may cost us our heads. May cost us our heads. But the Lord warns us of this. And this is the world we're living in, gang. Abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. You know, these lusts, when you choose Jesus, it's the only thing that gives you the power to turn from these lusts, these envies, these, you know, whatever it might be complaining, murmuring because of the situation you're in. Wake up this morning, in whatever situation you're in, give God all the glory. He gives you every breath for his glory. God bless you all, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.com. .org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.